This doesn't happen often, but occasionally it does. I have to re-record this episode. I did this episode based on the transcript of the video, and then I listened to the video, and the transcript was not complete. So now I have to do this again, playing
just
the video.
On the border of your waiting mind.
It's worth it.
There lies another time. Where darkness and light are one. And as you tread the halls of sanity,
yeah, this pushed my halls of sanity, let me tell you what. Listening to this bitch rant on and just fucking mumble about the evils of white men and, of course, the most evil thing on the planet, testosterone. Dropped my pen. I don't know where it went. If I'd clean up the fucking floor in here, I could find things when I drop them. It's just a thought. So, I'm looking at this chick's LinkedIn profile. And naturally, college education, okay? Bachelor of Arts in Journalism, Master of Business Administration. She went from peon to CEO in 6 years. Now I want to know, how do you get from graduating college to being a CEO in 6 years without spreading your legs? Furthermore, I hope that she has been tweeting hashtag MeToo on the Twitterverse, because if you go to YouTube and you look at the comments, she absolutely gets raped in the comments. So she should be hashtag MeTooing all over the fucking internet. I'm going to skip some stuff I talked about. You can go find her LinkedIn profile. I got the link to the thing. She founded a corporation to help women invest, because women can't invest like men do, because math is hard. You can research all that on your own. I don't have time for it today, because we have to kick this bitch's ass in this video. But first, we have to remind ourselves what it is that matters. Because you see, this chick, she wrote a blog post over here on the freaking LinkedIn about some of the things she did right with her children. She spent one weekend a year with her children. Oh, what a wonderful parent she is. One weekend a year with her children. Gosh, because you know, your kids don't matter. Well, what is it that matters? I mean, other than obviously hating men and blaming testosterone for everything. Oh, we know what it is. It's money that matters. You're what I say. It's money that matters. It's money that matters. And all around the world, Israel runs on money. All these people, that's anti-Semitic. Are much brighter than I. And in their system. Oh, fairness. Oh, we'll talk about fairness. Fairness. Yes. Fairness, a code phrase for a system in which the parasites can leech off of the providers. Yeah, fairness. I got your fucking fairness. It's between my legs. He said hard. What does it mean? What the fuck does all this mean? Yeah, his father didn't know. And his friends don't know. Yeah, the brother, he didn't know. Talk to all these sheeple around you, they didn't know. See, it's money that matters. That's why, what's this bitch's name? Sally Crinkshank Craw Shaw Kank Cunt? I don't remember the bitch's name. What the fuck is this whore's name? Krawcheck. Yeah, let's talk to that guy up there on the county line. Oh, you are creating value for him by providing a service. Oh, you're a good little capitalist. Yeah, he was fat. Like all those Hollywood producers that have been raping all these women and getting away with it for years. Because women know the only way they get anything is with their bodies. But you see what the little fat guy said? He said this. Great big house. Yeah. Got a blonde wife.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming pool. Oh, look. Another swimming pool. It's money that matters. Sally Crawchank doesn't work for free. That's why she sees her children 1 weekend a year. Because it's money that matters. Whatever you do. This is where everybody wishes this was a video cast, because then you can see me shaking my groove thing. I'm just letting you know, my ass is hot. My ass is so hot, even I can't keep my hands off of it. I'm touching myself right now. God, it's exciting. I'm turning myself on. God, I have the best ass. All right, let me just read unto you the introduction in the notes for this video. Okay, great one. What is this video? This video is called Why Diversity is More Important Than Meritocracy. Yes, you heard that correctly. And this is found over on the YouTube channel Big Think. For those of you not familiar with Big Think, it is primarily a left-wing statist social justice warrior propaganda channel. They have people on there such as Bill Nye, the pedophile guy, and Neil deGrasse Tyson, and all sorts of other liberals, Alan Alda, probably a bunch of people who have now been accused of raping women in Hollywood. But it's just social justice warriors and leftists talking about how terrible testosterone is, how terrible white people are, how terrible men are, how terrible heterosexuals are, how terrible capitalism is. Every once in a while, a video by someone who's not stupid does make it through. And every once in a while, they do have a video by somebody who's actually doing some kind of actual, legitimate, real scientific research, and it's pretty good. So there are a few good videos over there, but mostly it's left-wing statist, social justice warrior propaganda. And I have so many videos from this channel saved that I would like to listen to and comment on. But once again, I probably have enough of them already just saved up in the queue that I could spend 3 podcasts a week. I could probably spend a year just catching up on the stupidity over there. All right, here's the introduction for this video. In other words, anytime someone says we need to rethink, what they mean is you need to rethink because you don't agree with me and I'm right. Which is odd, because the last time I checked, there's only one person who's always right. Oh, who would that be? Who is it? Who is that person who's always right? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the great one himself. It's the same person who's been podcasting for 13 motherfucking years. By the way, I noticed today the website was down for about 7 minutes. It was probably the Russians. Because I know they really want to take me out. Now that they've gotten Donald Trump elected, the Russians are coming after me. All right, anyway, we need to rethink the Orwellianness. We need to rethink, which means you need to agree with me or I'm going to try to get you fired from your job. It's just sickening. We need to rethink our diversity strategy, says Sally Krawchek, a woman who somehow magically became a CEO of a major corporation. Her entire work history, you can look on the LinkedIn, her work history is being CEOs at banking corporations. She worked at Bank of America. Your and my tax dollars bailed this bitch out. Okay? We bailed her out. Her company should have gone out of business. She should have been unemployed. She should have been getting fucking food from the goddamn food bank because there should be no motherfucking food stamps. Her children should have starved to death and died because she wasn't able to provide food for them. But we bailed this bitch out. What we've been trying for the last decade hasn't been working. But what exactly is the problem? Well, part of the problem is what we've been trying for the last decade, which has been quotas, affirmative action, eliminating meritocracy, giving people jobs and positions. Well, I'm going to make half of my cabinet women because it's the current year. Oh, it doesn't matter if these women are qualified for the jobs, right? You're just going to give them jobs because vagina. That's what we've been doing. And yeah, you're right, it's not working. Research, which we will not provide links to, research reveals that diversity is actually worse in meritocracies. Yes, it is. I discussed this when I talked about the movie Rogue One. The Empire is a meritocracy. That's why it's filled with white men. Not because it's a white supremacist organization. Yes, if you have an environment in which people achieve status because of merit, sorry, boys and girls, to hurt your feelings. Oh, wait, actually, I'm not. I enjoy it. Yes, most of the people in that environment will be white men. That's just how it is. When you have a meritocracy, you're not going to have 50% men and 50% women. You're not going to have 50% black people and 50% Asians and 50% American Indians or whatever they're called this week and 50% brown people and 50% transgendered people. You're going to have mostly heterosexual white men. Because it is a meritocracy. It goes with the fucking territory. Managers, and particularly middle managers, Krawcheck points out, fall into the cognitive trap of hiring people who, quote, remind me of a young me, unquote, i.e. look like them and think like them, instead of more cognitively diverse people, who would bring a missing skill set to the team. Okay, by cognitively diverse, she means, of course, different skin color, different gender identity, different sexual orientation, different sex organs. You can have white skin and be a man and like girls and be cognitively diverse. So these are more code phrases for what's really going on here. Also, this whole thing, bring a missing skill set to the team. See, this is the woman thing about, well, it's a team. We're a team. No, we're not a team, sweetie, because I'm not on a team with losers. There's your first problem. And second of all, no, we're not a team because I can't control other people. Okay? No, I am not on a fucking team with you. I've explained this before. Why do women have jobs? Women have jobs to go to places they enjoy being, do things they enjoy doing, and hang out with people they like. Men go to work in order to make money so they can leave work and go do things they like doing with people they like. Okay? Women view the job as a social activity. It's a place where they got to have fun. And of course, stab each other in the back. And of course, touch men's penises in order to get cast in movies. And then 30 years later, magically discover that, oh, I think I was sexually harassed. But at the time, I was only 19 years old, and I couldn't figure out that putting a penis in my mouth in order to get a role in a movie was a bad thing. I thought it was totally okay because I'm so strong and independent and I'm equal to men. This is as important now under the almost all-white male Trump administration as it was in the 2008 financial crash. You see, so now we're linking the 2008 financial crash and the all-white male Trump administration. See, they're the same thing. See, notice how they're attempting to link these two things together to make you afraid of the all-white male Trump administration. Wall Street is one of the most homogeneous institutions in America. And Krawcheck has no doubt that having a more diverse set of minds in finance would have lessened the severity of the global crash. I'm sure Krawcheck, whatever the fuck her name is, Sally, I'm sure Sally has no doubt that spending 1 week with the chip, well, I'm sure that Sally has no doubt that spending 1 weekend a year with her children is sufficient. I'm sure that Sally has no doubt that global warming is real. I'm sure Sally has no doubt that she went from college graduate to CEO in 6 years without sucking any dicks. I'm sure Sally has no doubt that Bill Nye's penis has never been in the asshole of an 8-year-old boy. But it doesn't really matter what Sally has doubts or doesn't have doubts about. Sally is a dumb bitch. Sally, as you will hear when we play the audio from this video, is a person who justifies my opinion, which is not an opinion, it is a fact. There's a difference. Which justifies me stating the fact that women should not have jobs and should not be allowed to vote and should not own property. And yes, I know, you know this one woman. Okay, guys, once again, we're not talking about her. We're talking about the $3.5 billion. We're talking about Sally. We're not talking about this one woman who's competent. Okay? I want to fucking hear it. In addition, risk-taking and the poor decision-making that results... from risk-taking, right, can be tracked to fluctuations in one hormone, testosterone. You see, all the problems are caused by men taking risk. Oh, I don't know, taking risks such as trying to build airplanes, trying to invent automobiles, trying to refine oil into gasoline, asking girls if they'd like to go out to dinner. But you see, all the problems are caused because men take risk. And why do men take risk? Well, because of testosterone, which is evil. Unless you're a woman and you want to be a man, then my tax money will pay for you to have testosterone injections. But when a man naturally has testosterone, not that that's a problem for the fucking medicated generation, see, testosterone is the problem. Testosterone, as we will learn, is to blame. Aaron Clary, pay attention, because I know you wrote a book about this. You're wrong. You see, Aaron wrote this book about the housing crash. See, what you don't understand, Aaron, because you're stupid and you're white and you're heterosexual, the housing crash, as Sally will explain to us, was caused by testosterone. You know what else was caused by testosterone? Everything Sally has. Electricity, houses, automobiles, roads, internet, clothing, jewelry, children, parents, her own fucking life. Everything this fucking cunt has in her fucking world is a direct result of testosterone. Men get up and go out and do things for pretty much one goddamn reason, because they want to impress women and have sex with them. This is why the fucking virgin toes sit in their basement and play video games. They have no reason to impress anybody because they don't want to have sex. Whether it's the housing bubble, America's healthcare, or foreign policy, these are mistakes that affect millions of lives. As a CEO, which she became by sleeping with people, Krawcheck's approach and advice on diversity is changing. The current strategy has been a failure. But what if companies paid their managers in part based on the diversity of their hires? What if the company paid people more money for hiring black people than white people? What if the company paid people more money for hiring a woman than a man? What if you could get paid more money for hiring a tranny than a normal person? It's not bad enough already that we have the government where your pay grade is based on how many people you have under your command, and thus there's an incentive to always hire more people. Now we want corporations to base their pay scales on how many of your employees fit into how many fucking special needs categories. But of course, we can't categorize people because that's wrong, because everybody is an individual, unique snowflake. What if we thought of diversity as more important than meritocracy? Well, if we thought of diversity as more important than meritocracy, we would fail. Oh, wait. Western civilization is failing. Wow. Damn. Imagine that. Sally Krawcheck is the author of Own It, The Power of Women at Work. Oh my God, I'm gonna puke. How about the power of women in Hollywood? Is there any woman in Hollywood who got cast in a movie without sucking a dick or letting a man touch her? Any of them? Any of them? Any woman at all? All right, let's get this party started. That was the introduction. Here comes the video. It is. I can't see that far. It looks like it's about 6 minutes, 40 seconds long. We'll find out. Here we go, boys and girls. Come on, damn it. Here we go.
In my experience, CEOs and boards get...
In her experience. Once again, see, this is the only thing I've experienced. How could it be any different? This is just like when a statist says, well, I don't understand how anyone would build roads without the government. Oh, well, because you don't understand it, it obviously must be impossible. I mean, you don't understand it, and you're a fucking genius. So if you don't understand it, it just cannot fucking happen. See, in her experience of sleeping her way to the top and becoming a CEO in 6 years.
Get the power of diversity.
See, CEOs get it.
There may be some who are giving it lip service still out there, but in my travels, these individuals understand that not only is it the fair thing to do and...
Oh God, it's the fair thing to do. No, it's not. It is not the fair thing to do. Giving people a job based on the color of their skin or the fact that they have a penis but think they're a woman, that is not fair.
It's really the tenets upon which our country was built.
Yes, the United States of America was built on the tenet of diversity. Now, I thought from reading the interwebs and being on Twitter and listening to social justice warriors that the United States of America was built on white men raping Indians and enslaving black people. Now, all of a sudden, well, the United States was founded on diversity. Like, that's the tenets that the United States was founded on, was diversity.
But it's really the smart thing to do.
And it's smart. Hiring people based on skin color is so smart.
Financial results, reaching different customer bases, I think they get it. Sadly, middle management is where diversity goes to die.
Okay, so her assertion so far is that CEOs understand diversity and they get it and they're committed to it. But middle managers, see, they just don't understand diversity and they don't get it. Well, first of all, having that she's never really been a middle manager, she went from college to CEO in 6 years of sucking dicks. And second of all, here might be part of why that is. As a CEO, you sit in your office and you don't really do very much. So it's easy to sit there and think, oh yeah, we should hire people based on skin color, because then my company will get a good reputation and everybody will think I care and I could be virtue signaling. Okay, but when you're a middle manager, And there's lots of problems with middle management. Okay, one of the people who's listened to this podcast for a long time, you remember when I was a middle manager and I blah, 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 and the blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Okay, there's plenty of problems with middle management. Here's the thing, though. People in middle management have to accomplish things. If you have a company, you have a CEO, and you have some C-level execs, and then you have middle management, and then you have the peons. And the deadlines don't get met, and the things don't get accomplished, and the stuff doesn't get done. The CEOs don't get fired. The C-levels don't get fired. The peons don't get fired. Who gets blamed? Middle management. It's middle management who is responsible for taking the bullshit the CEOs spew and translating it into something that the peons can understand and actually produce. I mean, if they're good. Now, again, there's plenty of corporations out there. There's plenty of places out there where middle management is just this bunch of useless, parasitical fuckers who are taking up space and they should be fired. But that wouldn't be fair. Right? So I'm not saying middle management is always perfect. But if you got a company where things are running correctly, the C-levels are providing the vision. They're saying the ship should be steering over in that direction. This is the island we're trying to get to. And then you got the peons who are rowing the oars and they're doing the tiller. The middle management should be doing the navigating, monitoring the logistics, all this other stuff. So this is why, in your bitch-ass experience, middle management doesn't get diversity. Because middle management, if they're doing their job, cannot be focused on what color somebody's skin is or whether or not this person thinks he, she, it is a boy or a girl or a fucking attack helicopter or a stingray or what the fuck ever. They have to be focused on creating value for the customer. And when your focus transforms from your feelings and virtue signaling to creating value for the customer, you can no longer focus on diversity. You have to focus on meritocracy.
And I've been thinking about this a lot.
Sure, you have.
Because there's research I've recently come across that's
some research. And what research is this? Do you have a link to this? Do you have a title? Oh, no. I saw it on Twitter.
Says that diversity is actually worse in meritocracies.
Yes, it is. I did that. Yes, diversity is worse in meritocracies. Yes, it is.
It's really surprising.
No,
right?
It's not.
You think, you know, meritocracy, people will...
That is not surprising. There is nothing surprising about that unless you're a dumb bitch.
They'll search out the best person.
They do.
We'll search out the best,
right?
You know, strategy, mm-hmm. And we'll judge them later. And the capitalism, the market forces will decide. Huh.
Right. They do. And when you search out the best person, and when you let market forces decide, when you let performance decide, most of the time, the fucking blue ribbon, the highest paying job, the corner office goes to a white man. Your next winner is going to be an Asian man. And then everybody else can fight over the fucking remaining 10%.
But it's worse in meritocracies. And I think it is exactly that sort of hands-off perspective. That if you're a CEO, you get it, you're hiring all the time, etc.
Now, what is she talking about? Have any of you out there ever been a CEO? Have any of you out there ever had a job at a company that had a CEO? Now, based on your experience, which is just as valid as hers, you ever had a job where the CEO did the hiring? Do you think the CEO of Exxon Corporation hires janitors and engineers and shift technicians? Do you think the CEOs of hospitals hire doctors and nurses, equipment techs, transport people? Do you think the CEO of Ford Motor Company CEOs do not hire people, you dumb bitch. That is not a CEO function at any corporation on the fucking planet Earth.
But you're in middle management. You're hiring, what, once a year, twice a year, four times a year?
No, if you're in middle management, you're hiring every time there's an opening in your department. When I was a middle manager at CSU, when there was an opening in my department, I, along with, of course, the bimbos and HR, did the hiring. The CEO, and depends on who you want to call CEO, do you want to call the CEO the director of my division? Or do you want to call the CEO the president of the university? Either way, neither one of them had jack shit to do with it. I put out the fucking position. The HR took the fucking resumes. HR allowed me to see the ones they thought I was allowed to see. For HR does the hiring at corporations. But then I did the interviews. I brought in two of my fucking own team members. The three of us interviewed people. We made the goddamn decision. There was no CEO anywhere in sight. This bitch is talking about her experience, but she obviously has none. Once again, prove me wrong. Anybody listening to me, send me evidence that you were a CEO and you hired employees, or you worked at a corporation where the CEO sat around and went through resumes and then interviewed people and made decisions about who to hire.
Once every few years, it's not a regular part of the job.
It is a regular part of the job.
The research tells us that while
there's more research that we don't have links to.
Are these supposed benefits to diversity?
No, there aren't.
That we tend to retreat to the comfortable. We tend to overvalue products that we already have. We tend to overvalue environments in which we already exist. And by the way,
right, that's called the echo chamber. And she's right about this part. Yes, we overvalue the things we already have. We overvalue comfort. I've talked about this before. Comfort kills. We overvalue, and that's why she overvalues diversity, because she's in the echo chamber of diversity. She's become obsessed with diversity. Diversity is something she's made a shit ton of money on, and she's not going to walk away from that.
The longer we have it or exist in them, the more we overvalue them. And so what you see in the middle management is, I like working with people like me. And maybe I read some research report one time that said diversity was better, but gosh, I like Jim.
See, if you like working with people who are like you, you're the problem. Now, of course, women love working in a workplace with other women. But it's okay when they do it.
Right? Gosh, I like him. Compound that with that we tend to allow ourselves in this country to ask the wrong question.
Oh, here we go. Yes, we ask the wrong question. Now, what might the wrong question be? Oh, Sally is going to enlighten us with her fucking journalism degree. Hang on. I need a drink of water because I got to get ready for this. All right, here we go.
And the question we usually ask when hiring people is, can you help me find the best person for the job?
Right. See, the wrong question to ask is, how can I find the right person for the job? See, that's the wrong question. You've been going about it. You're trying to find the right person for the job. You're trying to find someone who's competent and capable and has the skill set to actually do the job and create value for the customer. See, that's the wrong question. That's the wrong question. You fucking stupid heterosexual white men with your fucking testosterone. You goddamn fucking rapist. You're asking the wrong question. What? Oh, what? Pray tell, Sally. Would you please enlighten us and tell us what is the right question that we should be asking?
The best person for the job, our cognitive shortcuts, is typically someone who reminds us so darn much of ourselves. Whereas what we should be asking is, can you help me fill out the best team?
That's what we should be asking. How can we fill out a team? It's a team. Team is code phrase for parasites being carried by other people. I've worked at companies and places, CSU. Hold on. I'm trying to think if there's a job that's an exception to the. There isn't! Every place I ever, it's a team, which always means there's three or four of us that do all the work, and then there's some people who stand around talking all the fucking time. If you have had a real job where you had to work with other people, you know it's true. It's just like in college when you're getting your fucking journalism degree. It's a group project. What happens on every group project? You have six people on the group project. You have two people who do 90% of the work, two people that do 10% of the work, and two people that do nothing. That's a team.
Right. Build the best team with diverse skill sets, etc.
Diverse skill sets. How about you assemble a group of people who can accomplish a task and have the skill sets necessary to accomplish that task and in the process create value for the customer? See, once again, with these code phrases, diverse skill sets. We don't need diverse skill sets. At the theater, we don't have anybody who is an airline pilot. You know why? Because at the theater, we don't have any Boeing 747s. We do not need diverse skill sets. We don't need anybody who can repair robots that build automobiles. We don't need anybody who can fly a Boeing 747. We don't need anybody who can manufacture shoes. We don't need anybody who can program computers. We do not need a diverse skill set. We need people who have the ability to do the fucking job that needs to be done and create value for the customer.
So as a CEO,
which I became by spreading my legs. Her advice is changing. Oh boy, everybody, take notes. Her advice is changing.
This is to often override the meritocracy.
Override the meritocracy. Yes, you see, these people who have earned things by competency, we should shit in their faces. Fuck them. Why do they think they should keep jobs, have jobs, get paid more money? Because they're competent and capable. No. We need to override the meritocracy and bring in diversity, which is, of course, defined as different color skin and bizarre notions of gender identity. Because that's going to add so much to the team. Right, we're sitting around, we're going, well, all right, here we go. We're going to do the podcast today. I'm a radio announcer. Great. What do you do? I'm an audio engineer. Fantastic. What do you do? Well, I'm an attack helicopter. Oh, that's fantastic. We have an attack helicopter today. Oh my God, this is going to be the best podcast ever. You're an attack helicopter. Really? Wow, I'm so excited to be working with you on this podcast. Gosh, I thought that the radio announcer and the audio engineer were going to bring some, but now that there's an attack helicopter here, we're going to create so much value for the listeners.
Desire to let your managers manage. Honey, we tried it.
Honey, right?
Nothing more meritocratic than Wall Street, and look what happened there.
What exactly did happen at Wall Street? Last time I checked, all of your retirement IRAs are still invested there, so whatever happened can't be that fucking bad.
Most homogeneous.
Oh, wait. Last time I looked at the stock market, it was fucking skyrocketing. Go Trump and Fuhrer. Can you imagine if the stock market did what it's done under the Trump and Fuhrer when Hussein Obama was president? Can you imagine all of the ass licking the media would have done for Obama? Obama has saved the stock market. Look how the stock market has skyrocketed. Because I have a journalism degree.
...of environments and Oh, financial crisis.
What financial crisis?
And so to put...
Your IRAs are still invested in the stock market. When you start pulling your IRAs out of the stock market, you might be able to convince me there's a financial crisis. I don't know what this bitch is talking about.
Metrics out there to pay managers on diversity is, I think, the only way to drive it. And as for the old diversity committee, which you sort of did that 10 years ago, and look, we're working on diversity because we have it. If you've had something in place for 5 and 10 years and your diversity's not moving forward, it's time to stop it.
Right. So if you've been trying to hire non-heterosexual white men for 10 years and you still can't find any non-heterosexual white men who are qualified to do the job, you need to just throw out the qualifications and simply hire people based on being not heterosexual white men. And this is why whenever I walk into any workplace, it doesn't matter. It could be Burger King, it could be fucking Walmart, it could be a theater, it can be a goddamn grocery store, it could be a car deal, it does anywhere. I go anywhere, a government building, wherever. I go somewhere, I see people with jobs. Anyone I see who has a job that is not obviously a heterosexual white man, I automatically assume they are there because they're not a heterosexual white man and they're incompetent at their job. Now, for the stupid people out there, this does not mean I automatically assume the heterosexual white men are competent either, because unlike many of you out there, I've actually had jobs and I know better. Okay, most of them are incompetent too. The difference is they didn't get the job because the place they're working at needed somebody with a particular color skin or a particular sex organ in order to fill a fucking quota and look good when sending out a goddamn virtue signaling press release.
It's time to do something different.
Yes, it is. It's time to go back to the meritocracy because your diversity hasn't fucking worked.
Change the tired mentoring program into a sponsorship program, you know, to set those quotas, to
set those quotas.
I know we hate the word quota, to set those goals.
Yeah, see, we won't call it a quota. We'll call it a goal. Ah, the Orwellianness. It's not a quota. It's a goal. We have a goal because it's the current year. And so 50% of everyone at the company should have a vagina. That's our goal. Because it's the current year.
To pay people on those goals, to try to do something that's different. P.S., it's not a pipeline issue. It's not a lack of talent issue.
Yes, it is.
You know, there are plenty of women. There are plenty of professional women. There are plenty of people of all kinds of diverse cognitive perspectives out there. It's not just
I still don't know what a diverse cognitive perspective is other than not being a heterosexual white man. But so there's plenty of women out there. Okay, really? Then where are they? Right, once again, well, but see, they're discriminated against. They're just so discriminated against.
Bringing them in and letting the organization work. The organization is working against you.
See, there it is. The organization is keeping you down. I noticed in Hollywood, women weren't being kept down very much. The organization, from what I've seen on the Twitterverse and everything, was very clearly working with women. You got Josh Whedon and you got Harvey Weinstein. You got Kevin Spacey. Didn't he do Guys or something? I don't even know. You got the Pixar guy. You got... I mean, God, there's so fucking many of them. You got the producer of the fucking Flash show. There's so many. They've been working with women to help women get positions for years. And what do you hear about it? Whining. Hashtag me too. Sorry, girls. If you can do the job, you will get the job. I've worked with plenty of women, and that's why I stand here and I tell you women shouldn't have jobs. Because I have worked with women, and most of them cannot fucking hack it. Once, yes, this one woman, shut up.
There is no doubt
yes,
in
there
my
is.
Mind.
Your mind is fucking tiny and empty. That's why there's no doubt in it.
That the financial crisis that the United States and the world suffered would have been less severe if we'd had more diversity on Wall Street.
There it is. You see, the financial crisis, I'm still not sure what financial crisis we're talking about because I don't see the Great Depression happening around me. I have money, I have food, I have electricity, I have jobs, I have more jobs than I can keep up with right now. I'm turning down work. I don't know what this bitch is talking about. We just had 8 years of Obama. But see, the financial crisis wouldn't have been as bad if there were fewer heterosexual white men on Wall Street. So in other words, what she's saying is that the finances of the entire planet Earth are controlled by heterosexual men on Wall Street. And this, of course, goes back to when I say, well, yes, heterosexual white men are better than everybody else. Why? Well, because we've oppressed everyone, we've raped everyone, we've conquered everyone, we control the economy of the entire fucking planet Earth. Basically, everything that's ever happened has been caused, according to the leftist, statist, social justice warriors, by heterosexual white men. If we have that much power, we are, by definition, better than you. If you were equal to us, you would be capable of counteracting all these terrible things we're doing.
There's no doubt.
There's
no
doubt.
We know this intuitively.
We know this intuitively. At least here she's fucking doesn't have the fucking stupidity to say a study shows. I know it intuitively because I have a journalism degree and feelings.
All of us think about those cavernous trading floors where the individuals populating the trading desks looked the same. That if those had been...
Oh, my God. So they looked the same. See, and because they all look the same, that's a bad thing. That's why we need diversity, because we have people who look different. Because it's about what you look like. It has nothing to do with what's in your brain or how you think or your experience. No, it's about what you look like.
You know. Incredibly diverse, sort of the United Nations
diverse.
Of every different kind of person you could have.
And
we intuitively
how would
know
that, help?
That the crisis would have been less severe. We intuitively
how?
Know
how?
That if there were more women at the senior leadership tables, that the crisis would have been less severe.
If there would only been more women there. Because women are math geniuses. And women do such a great job managing money. If only more women were in Wall Street, the financial crisis wouldn't have been as bad. Can you explain to me exactly how having women there would have lessened the impact, the magnitude, whatever it is, of this financial crisis? Do you think she'll explain that in the video? I don't know. Let's find out.
Here. And not only do we know it intuitively, the research tells us this. The research tells us
really?
That homogenous teams tend to overtrust each other.
Homogenous teams overtrust. Right. This is sort of like diversity plus proximity equals war. Yes, homogenous groups of people trust each other. Notice how she makes this into a bad thing. Groups of people who are like each other, quote-unquote, over-trust each other. See, we're over-trusting. That's the problem.
We cognitively finish each other's sentences. Oh, she's just like me. Or he's just like me. So therefore, since we look and talk and act alike and have a set of shared experiences, I understand what you're thinking and what you'll do next. And so homogeneous markets tend to be mispriced by tens of percentage points.
Whoa. How did you get there from there? Okay, so the people who are alike trust each other. Therefore, the market is overpriced. Can you explain how you reached that conclusion based on that premise? Let's find out if she can.
The other thing that the research tells us
is
that
can't.
Trading risk can be driven by testosterone.
Oh my God! Testosterone! I'm so scared. testosterone.
And that as gentlemen's testosterone increases, they take on more trading risk. As it reduces, less trading risk.
And as a woman's fucking period increases, she becomes more of a cunt. And as it decreases, she becomes less of a cunt. Oh, but it's okay to accuse men of being manipulated by testosterone, but if you point out that women's actions and behaviors and attitudes are manipulated by the blood coming out of their cunts, well, now you're a misogynist.
You know who doesn't have a lot of testosterone? Women.
You know who doesn't have testosterone? Women! You know who doesn't have math skills? Women. You know who doesn't have self-awareness? Women. You know who doesn't have agency? Women. You know who needs to shut the fuck up? Women. This is why I'm sick of your shit, girls. Shut the fuck up. You know who doesn't have testosterone? Women! Or what about women who identify as men and are on fucking hormone treatments? This sounds very fucking transphobic to me.
Women. And it's funny because we women get that rap for being so emotional and so hormone driven.
You are.
But in fact, what the research tells us is you can track the risk with testosterone, not estrogen. You know.
Oh my God. You can track the risk with testosterone. Okay, first of all, if, as you assert, the trading market, the Wall Street, whatever, is entirely filled up with these evil heterosexual white men, then obviously there is going to be no link between estrogen and Wall Street because there aren't any fucking women there by your own goddamn definition. Secondly, how exactly are you tracking these men's testosterone? Are you testing their testosterone? How do you know the testosterone levels on a daily basis of all the men involved in Wall Street? Once again, this is bullshit, quote unquote, science research that never took place. Right? When people say, well, there's scientific studies show that secondhand smoke causes cancer. Well, no, they don't. Because in order to do a study that would give evidence to support that thesis, you would have to take humans and put them in two groups, and one group would have to not be exposed to secondhand smoke ever, and the other group would have to be deliberately exposed to secondhand smoke. That's never been done, because that's called experimenting on humans, right? The Nazis did that, and the Nazis were terrible. They're just like Donald Trump. Oh, wait, actually, Democrats did that at the Tuskegee experiment, where they fucking let all those black guys die of syphilis. Yeah. Democrats also sterilized a bunch of black people and retards. Yeah, but of course it's okay when a Democrat does it, right? It's okay when a Democrat does it. So no, there is no research that shows any of this shit.
We're sitting here today in the early months of the Trump administration.
Oh God, here it comes.
And the pictures of the leadership are startling and striking. In that it is not unusual to see a picture of all white males, whether that's all white males huddled around, you know, in the Oval Office huddled around the president.
It's all white men.
Or whether it's all white males making decisions about our health care.
Oh, God, there's my vagina! I wonder if vagina is going to make an appearance. I wonder if we're going to start whining about the vagina. Once again, girls, you're the ones who wanted the government to control healthcare. Have I mentioned the Great One has not only been podcasting for 13 years, but did the Great One mention that he's always right? Go back, listen to the podcast. What did I say about Obamacare? I said the Republicans aren't going to stop Obamacare because the Republicans want the government to control healthcare, because then when the Republicans control the government, the Republicans will be able to control your access to an abortion. I warned you fucking dumbass cunts, but you didn't listen because you're so desperate for free birth control pills, and you're so, you know, to funnel more money into the pharmaceutical corporations that you hate so much because they're run by heterosexual white men. And you're so desperate for free abortions that you didn't give a shit. You're like, yes, let's give the government control of fucking abortions and fucking healthcare and everything else because we just want free stuff. Because we just want free stuff. I have a vagina and I should get free things because that's fair and I deserve it and I don't want to go get a fucking job and earn anything. Although I just want to sit here and whine on the internet about how fucking equal to men I am. Okay, you got it. The government controls healthcare. Shut the fuck up.
Sitting here in these early months of the Trump administration, I think you would be hard-pressed to say that the administration is running efficiently, effectively, like a well-oiled machine.
Because that's what the government normally does. Now, during the 8 years of the Messiah, oh, the government was so effective and efficient. Oh my God, did you see how effectively and efficiently Guantanamo Bay was closed? Did you see how effectively and efficiently Muslims in foreign countries were killed by missiles launched from flying robots? Did you see how effectively and efficiently poverty was eliminated via the social security system and the welfare system and the food stamps? Did you see how effectively and efficiently women kept spitting out children and being single mothers? Oh, God, it was so effective and efficient back when the Messiah was president because he was black. When you looked at him, you didn't see a white person. He was black. He was cognitively diverse. He had black skin. He was the fucking Messiah. But Donald Trump is white, and he has testosterone. And Adolf Hitler was white, and he had testosterone. Donald Trump is literally Hitler.
Taking into account the complexity of what it's trying to do, there have been several important missteps. And there's no way, to my mind, those things are unrelated. And the research would tell us.
There's no way in her mind they're unrelated. And the research would tell us. The research would tell us.
That they are indeed related.
That they are related. That's what the research would tell us. The research that doesn't exist. But if it did exist, it would tell us that the problem with the entire fucking planet Earth, perhaps the entire cosmos, is heterosexual white men who have testosterone in their bodies.